Action.
Is this it? Is this it? He gave no time there at all, right? We were like, I was like in the middle of a sentence.
I told him to go.
And then he just screamed over me.
We started talking
about
stuff.
The music is fading out. I think the show has started.
Well, I guess the show has started. Sorry about that, guys. Welcome to Face Jam, the show where we try every new fast food creation to let you know if you need it. You probably do. Thanks to DoorDash for making this show possible. I'm your host, Michael Jones, alongside my co-host, little tease, Jordan Swears. Jordan, how are you?
A little tickled now. Thank you.
Oh, good. I like tickling. You ever tickle a tease?
We had to start fast because you guys were talking about stuff that we needed to just talk about in the episode.
It was just like, I wasn't ready. Okay, you got like six coughs out before we started.
Yeah.
And so you took the time, so you were ready. And, then you decided for everyone, okay, we're starting now.
You were talking, you weren't going to stop talking about
it. I could have stopped and coughed several times, and now they're all bottled up inside me. So when they come out later,
where
it's
do you
your
think,
fault.
Which end do you think they'll come out of?
They didn't come out the top end. No. Yep. Today, we're reviewing the Sonic Double Stack Cheeseburger and Reese's Overload. That's the format.
This is the
But format. I read the thing.
I know, I watched you. The worst part about that is that I watched you do it. I watched your finger, your stupid fucking finger, pointing at
like
the words
granddad.
Down on the thing, and then go, and back to the top.
Yeah.
Format.
Well, I tried to trick you.
Yeah, you did it. Thanks, man.
Also, I don't want to be a know-it-all stickler, but it's technically the Reese's Overload Blast format.
Oh,
because what we got was a different version.
I'll tell you, I don't know what we ate, but you just blasted him.
You are what you eat.
Blast?
Yeah.
You're blast?
I'm a blast.
Yeah. See, we're laughing and having a good time. We're having a blast.
The word blast would not fit on a single line.
What is with you and
what's
fitting
wrong
on paper
with
now?
You? Okay, he admitted to us he omitted a fact.
Right.
Because he wanted the rundown to be one page.
Because it went onto a second piece of paper, and I'm thinking, like, are we short on ink? Are we short on paper?
Yeah.
And now he's saying, well, the word was too long.
It was. If you put blast on that, then it would have been format. Because here's the thing, and here's the fucking thing. Format would have been on its own line at the top, and I never would have heard the end of it.
Drawing even more attention. Ooh, look at me.
Yes, I omitted a fact from this rundown.
Just go back
because
and listen.
Because I didn't like it. I didn't like the fact that much, and it made it more than one page.
Now you're doubling up.
Should have just said the first
thing. You could just said, I had a five, but I didn't like it. But instead you said, I had five, but I needed an extra piece
because
of paper.
Because that's not
so
the
I
reason.
But you keep saying it, so it's
because
one of the reasons.
It is. It's one of the reasons. But if it was just one or the other, it would have stayed.
I'm just saying, when we get to the facts, if you're listening and go, I wish there was one more. There was, but we would have run out of paper.
I can tell you what it is.
Well, maybe at the end.
Okay. It's just not very good.
Does Nick know the fact? Oh, because there it is. There's one. That one's on Eric. That would have come out if he let me take my time.
Stupid.
You said it's not very good, and Nick went, like he disagreed. But then he was like, I don't know what it is. So he was just making noises over there.
See what happens when you call attention to him?
Yeah.
This is tough.
Do you guys call it Sonic or Sonic Burger?
Well, I call it Sonic because that's the name of the restaurant.
I agree. I also call things what they're called.
Eric kept talking about going to Sonic Burger.
We're going to Sonic Burger.
Until you said something, I'm like, that's just what it's called.
It's called Sonic Burger, except it's not.
I thought it was called Sonic Burger.
And then he tried to save face by saying, oh, I called that so people don't think I'm talking about the hedgehog.
Come on, guys, let's go to Sonic.
The hedgehog?
Where's he at?
Going to the hedgehog.
Huh? Genuinely, if we never did a Sonic episode, I never would have stopped calling it Sonic Burger. That's it.
Do you think they just like, do you think when you go to Sonic and it doesn't say Sonic Burger, you're like, it's called Sonic Burger, but they didn't want to use an extra piece of paper. So they just call it Sonic so it didn't run on. They would have had to buy more sign.
That's like six more letters. Yeah, they have to put on a sign.
You go in, they go, yeah, Sonic Burger.
He knows.
Yeah, it's like
the secret menu.
You know what it's called?
It's the secret sign.
I really thought it was called Sonic Burger. I also never eat here.
That's
never.
True. This is probably the third time I've ever eaten a Sonic.
I've eaten a couple times.
A Sonic
That's not
burger.
A go-to, but they have a lot of options for like sides and appetizers.
That's
and
what we were saying ones. About Jack in the Box, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You go to Jack in the Box and you get the stuff that's not the burger.
But Sonic also has drinks galore, so.
They mm-hmm. got the slush.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to learn more about that, stay tuned for the facts section.
Oh, nice. Watch out, Jordan. He's teasing.
He can have it.
He's teasing.
Okay. It's fine.
All
with
right.
Me.
Not married to it.
All right. Past experience with the restaurant. What you like slash don't like about it. Talk about the last time you had Sonic Burger.
Is that what it says?
No, I'm adding so Eric okay. knows we're talking about the restaurant.
Sonic Burger format.
Not
got
the
it.
Hedgehog.
Yeah. I, for one, have never had Sonic the Hedgehog, sir. I have gone, like I said, three times. The first two times I went, it was a horrible experience, so I never went
really?
Back.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm talking like no.
What are you talking about?
No. We'll get to that, sir.
That
we'll,
was something.
We will get to that. I'm speaking of burgers not having patties.
Yeah. That's called bread.
Total missing, yeah, totally missing order parts. Like
missing and, order parts.
And I've never stayed there and ate. So like you get it, you go, and then you realize, oh, the food's not here, and I've left. Like that would be fine if I was like those two dudes in the commercials eating because
they're eating
in my
there.
Car. Yeah,
that's why they do it. So you know
they're like,
by the way,
they're
the
advanced
parking lot.
They're advanced users.
What would you laugh at?
Advanced users?
Yeah, they've been yeah. around the Sonic. Using,
those guys have been around for a long time.
And they don't yeah. age.
They do.
You think that's weird?
I'm just saying they do. I don't know why you're looking at me. They look
either
younger.
Somebody is covering something up or somebody is.
I've just never looked at those guys and
up.
Thought about their age.
What? Jordan saw the commercial and goes, that's still looking good. Man, Sonic, must be something
would,
in there.
I wouldn't say they're looking good.
Must be something
it's more
in
like
there.
They're looking the same.
How are these two guys still so hot?
It's Brad Pitt, I'll be and then it's those two guys.
Guys, Sonic Burger guys.
I don't really care for the food, but I'm eating Sonic. I want to look this good in 20 years.
I want to look like the two guys in the commercial.
I want to look like both of them.
Put together
yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
like somehow separate,
yeah.
interchangeably.
Uh-huh. I don't go to Sonic a lot, but if anything draws me to Sonic, it's I want mozzarella sticks and cheddar peppers.
It's never the food itself. It's
well,
the,
that's still food.
The other stuff, though. The
right.
non-featured
the non-
items.
Sure, like the entrees, if you will. They're mozzarella. Their mozzarella sticks are pretty good. They're called jalapeno poppers. But they call them cheddar peppers because I guess.
But they
like,
don't spell them.
Yeah,
cheddar.
Like,
no, it's pepper. Ched apostrophe R.
How did you say that?
Ched apostrophe R peppers.
Yep. Ched doctor.
And I'm just like, is it not? Is it a legal thing? Is there not cheddar
yeah,
in it?
Yeah, it's probably because there's no cheese.
It's yeah. Ched R in it.
Yeah, but that Jordan said that the dipping cheese that Nick got excited about was the same as the cheddar peppers cheese.
I mean,
it's not.
That's not based on any scientific fact or
oh,
study.
You don't say.
I'm just saying.
Oh, interesting.
It all the seems
science,
like shitty cheese
the
that they would put
of
in
Jordan.
It.
This yeah. is excuse
you know,
me. This is
the
Swear,
science of taste.
This is Swear's science. Out of the way. This cheese is that cheese. I do decree it.
Can we get a Sweer Science drop that's like kind of like weird science? But
oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Can you sing it one time? Just the two words, and then we can use that.
Hang on.
Yep.
No, he cannot.
No, I can't.
No, you can do it. Ready? Okay, here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Sweer Science.
There you go.
There's gonna be a giggle at the end.
Yeah,
there, no, he's a space. No, he'll cut it.
No, that's
yeah,
okay. Okay.
He's making a mark. I believe
God,
in Nick. It's
mark.
Just that I couldn't believe. It. You can't see it.
He had a little jig to it.
Yeah. Again,
he did a little ditty.
It was a little dance.
That's
oh,
how
boy.
You. That's how you stay in tune.
Oh, man.
They also have hot dogs there.
Yeah,
they're not good.
No,
but
I don't think I've ever had.
If you want a hot dog, that's not good. But it is a hot dog. You go to
aren't
Sonic.
They like really big?
They do
don't
foot
they do like, yeah.
They're not that big.
Yeah.
You just gestured like a 3-foot hot dog.
Is that not what a foot looks like? She's been lying to me the whole time.
It's like when you catch a fish. It was this big.
Oh man! I said that.
But if you want a hot dog, if you want a hot dog that costs like next to nothing, you just go to Costco. Why go to?
But that's work, man. You got to go there. You got to buy it. You got to cook it.
I'm sorry. Hang on. What the fuck?
What?
You have to cook you get the hot dog from the food court.
Oh, they sell it there. Oh, okay. I thought you were like saying, well, that's a store, Costco.
Yeah, and they have like a little shitty food court. Do you not go get like the hot dog or like the pizza or whatever there?
No. Pizza's good.
No, I'm shaking my head. No.
Wow. Pizza's
good. I thought you were like, if you want a hot dog, go buy hot dogs and then cook hot dogs.
Only at Costco. It's the only one Eric endorses.
The $1.50 hot dog and soda like deal at Costco.
Is it good?
It's a good fucking hot dog.
Whoa. They lose money on it.
They do. It's a loss leader at Costco.
Wow.
That's not even the fact section because it would have made it too long.
Also, because we're not doing Costco.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
We're not doing Costco burger. We're doing hot dogs.
Shut, fuck you. Costco burger.
So we went to Sonic. Mm-hmm. It was such a pleasurable experience compared to Taco Bell.
Yeah. Parking everywhere.
Parking everywhere. So
on location.
Multitude of ways to order your food.
We were spoiled for choice.
There were too many options. I feel like we could have separated and each tackled a different way to get food.
Yeah, we could have like...
We could have separated the order and Nick would come running back and he's like, I got the blasts or whatever. And he'd be like, I got the burgers. And then I'd say, I got all the stuff I wanted that we're not waiting.
You said that there's different ways to tackle it. Like there's four of us and four different ways to do it. Indeed, there were not four different ways to do it.
We don't know for sure that there aren't four.
There were only three ways to do it.
We never confirmed or denied the fourth one.
That's correct.
You can pull in at like their little stall and order there from
down
your car.
Window. Yep.
You can do the drive-through. Right? There's a drive-through.
Two.
You can park for some reason, get out of your car, and order it another thing that's just in the middle of
it's
all the stalls.
It's the same thing as ordering from your car. You're just standing outside of your car, and that's the one that we did.
That's what we did.
Yeah. And then you can go inside and order.
No, you can't go inside. You can't.
I don't know about that.
You saw the
door. You don't know anything about this restaurant. You call it Sonic Burger.
That's true. He saw a door crack open and started making wild allegations that you can't go in there.
That was the inside of the kitchen.
That's Eric science.
But there were no signs that said no customers, employees only. There was no signage preventing people from walking
in. In fact, it was very welcoming. And it said Sonic.
It was all like painted and like, I want to walk in there. Yeah.
You can't order like that. You cannot walk in like that.
We don't know, but I do.
We don't know, but
I do
we
too.
Believe.
You can't. No. This is ridiculous.
Oh, you guys just know other things.
If you walk in, they'd be like, oh, I didn't expect you to use the fourth way to order because there's three other convenient ways. But while you're already here, what would you like? It's probably what would have happened. They're like, the kitchen's right over there.
No, they would have
just go ahead and shout at them. Yeah.
They would have all turned around and looked at you and gone like, what the fuck are you doing in here?
I don't think so.
You guys are crazy. You're totally, way off base. Absolutely not.
Anyway, and then the way Eric ordered, because the reason we got out of the car is because I was driving and we wanted Eric to, but we didn't want to break the streak of Eric always ordering for us.
I think also you didn't want to order the food from your car because you were afraid that we were going to eat in your car.
It was a concern he brought up that none of us thought about until he brought it up and then we wanted to do it.
I just didn't want this to be a fun hangout in the car thing.
It never is.
Yeah, but we don't ever go to Sonic and that's the only place like that you do it. Anyway, Eric starts ordering, and he starts, like, confusing the hell out of me, and I lose track of what the hell he's saying.
What's confusing about it?
So he starts going, okay, so we want to get the double stack burger, talking about the overload blasts, heard about this, cheddar poppers.
I would argue it was even more than that.
Yeah,
because he would get halfway through the name and intentionally not say. I mean, like, he's got a fact sheet. You know,
he knows
as long as it fits on the paper, it's on here. And so he's like, we're thinking about that double stack cheese thing, maybe doing the Reese's Blast thing.
Mm-hmm. It's just so convoluted and like roundabout.
It was good.
Yeah, it was great.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I could only imagine the guy on the other end trying to like parse out like what is he ordering.
He did it fast. He knew I spoke their language. That's I gave as much respect to Sonic Burger as it deserved.
There were
I didn't mean to say burger there. I genuinely
oh my god damn.
I've been really trying to be careful not saying it. It just slipped out.
He doesn't even call it by its name. He nailed it.
Yeah, I was surprised. Exactly I was surprised it worked. Yeah,
the guy on the other end was going,
got it.
He's like, this guy's talking about double stack cheeseburger.
he's heard about the cheddar poppers.
Thinking about getting that.
Heard tell around town about a soft pretzel.
Yeah, thinking about getting that, getting two tots large.
It was even funnier, too, as you intentionally didn't name the food, because at the menu, the order, like the item we were ordering, was displayed with the name on it in front of you. And you just chose not to say it.
I had to keep hitting the back button so that way it didn't go away, because I couldn't remember exactly what it was called. I'm like, I'm blowing this thing. I've written the fact sheet. I've been looking at it. It was there in front of me, and I couldn't like parse the language of it.
You figured it out, though.
I did it. Hey, we got them. We got them. We got them all, whether we wanted them or not.
And then you started eating in Jordan's car anyway.
I told him I was doing him. I was helping him, honestly. Oh, these were filled. These blast overloads were filled beyond the brim.
They're pretty large, too.
Up into, like, the plastic cup in the top.
Cool.
And it was... I was worried for Jordan's car. What if we hit turbulence?
Oh, no. Turbulence. So we're flying.
Yeah. So what I did is I started eating...
It's some rough air.
I started eating until it got below the line. So that way, if we were bumping around, you fools would get Reese's everywhere. But I'd be like, no, this is fine. I ate a bunch of it.
Yeah, but also that didn't happen, so...
Right. I'm hypothetical, putting it out there. Same reason you don't put stuff like just on your tray table in front of you. Like, oh, I'll just leave this here, like when you're flying on a plane. What if? Oh, getting jostled around. See?
I don't buy it.
Mm.
Oh, man. I'm torn. I can see both sides of the arguments. Because what you're saying is true, but what he's saying is what happened. We went with the...
I can see why you're torn.
Right. Yeah. We went with the put them in the cup holder, and then it was done.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Everything was fine. Here. It's ice cream. It's not going anyway.
What I like is the Jordan not wanting to set the precedent of eating in the car because it's tonic, because, you know, it's like a drive up and you can order it and eat in your car. But whenever we get food, we still have it in his car and come back here with it, which makes no difference.
Right. I just didn't want you guys to get in like the Sonic like headspace and be like, oh, we got to go full Sonic.
I don't know what that headspace is.
I've never gone full Sonic.
We had the food car.
That's it. I just don't want to go full Sonic.
I went a little Tails, but that was as far as it got.
Oh, sorry. Full Sonic burger.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. Oh. Now you understand.
Okay.
This light above us is so harsh.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's closer to you.
Stop looking at
it. No, there's like no thing around it because Gavin punched it last night.
Fact me.
You took that from here?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yep. So blame Gavin.
I don't care.
You'll find out what I'm talking about in like 6 months. Don't worry about it.
Hey, I was going to ask you, who's Gavin? So you probably won't find out about it.
Don't worry. It's a friend of mine.
There you go. Yep. A friend of yours punched one of our light covers like a dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
And now we don't have a light cover. So
I don't know anything about this
harsh.
Dude, but he sounds like a fucking asshole.
He is. He's a foreigner, too.
Oof.
So
you know him also?
I don't know what that... Oh, you told me about it. I don't know what that does to your opinion of him, if it's better or worse, but that is a fact. And speaking of facts, you coughed so much and you have all those left? You cough into the microphone.
Go outside.
You give it to him.
Go outside and choke. Go ask for help outside.
That's why you don't talk about your friends.
Okay? Keep that shit separate.
Oh.
There's the outside world and there's Face Jam.
There's Face Jam world. Right.
Yeah.
FJW.
There you go.
That's the universe.
Okay, I'm good now.
The Jamiverse.
You're right. Oh, I like that.
Oh, I like Jamiverse.
I like that. Sweer science. You cough during it. Damn it.
Can we overlay those?
Well, he can cut it out. It's fine.
Should we do some Sonic facts?
Fact me, Daddy.
Okay. I'm Daddy. Originally called Top Hat, the burger stand's name was changed to Sonic Drive-In because Top Hat was already trademarked. That was the not funny fact, but we got some laughs out of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's the regular fact. That's the normal fact.
No, I know. It's just normally...
What's Top Hat that's already trademarked?
Is it a place?
The name Top Hat was just already trademarked.
Just we got it. Don't worry about what it is. Yeah. You can't have it.
Well, I assume it's a Top Hat.
I feel like we're doing a lot of buzz marketing for Top Hat.
Keep saying it.
I may or may not be an investor in Top Hat.
Yeah.
People are talking about
the
it.
Fact I deleted played off that fact. That's all you need to know.
That sounds hilarious.
No, it's not that funny.
You deleted you put the setup in, but then you deleted the punchline fact? That's wild.
Punchlines can be independent.
Now we have to do all the heavy lifting.
You just said it wasn't.
Now we have to make this funny.
All right, anyway. Well, we're done for. Sonic's onion rings are dipped in liquid vanilla soft serve mix. That's one sentence there. Liquid vanilla soft serve mix twice before they are fried, which is probably the grossest thing I have ever had to write as a fact. And I wrote that fact about the dude's dick melting at Arby's. That's okay. So on this piece of paper, the line ends with, I have ever had to write as a fact. And before I realized there was more, I almost looked up and said, what about the dude's dick that melted at Arby's? I'm dead serious. And I couldn't believe it when I went, oh, he already wrote that. Whoa.
The first thing I ever had at Sonic
was the onion rings.
And I took a bite and I went, what the fuck? They're so sweet.
Well, I love it.
So when I was doing research on this.
Why did they do that?
They had written about, hey, did you know that most onion rings are like rinsed in like egg wash and then battered and fried? Sonic's
we
are,
do something similar. Yeah,
they're like, we dip it in the liquid soft serve. Sounds pretty crazy, but you gotta admit, it tastes great. And I out loud, I'm reading this and out loud, I went, no, I fucking don't.
I agree that it sounds pretty crazy. Yeah. I do not agree that it makes it
fucking
worth it.
Disgusting.
Oh my God. I don't know if that's the right word.
I don't like it. I haven't tried them, but I don't like it.
They're sweet like candy, but they're onion rings.
What do you want an onion ring to taste like? An onion?
Onion.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, now I'm with you guys. The chain offers 168,894 drink combinations, which is a big number to boast and still be known as like the fourth tier rung of fast food in the U.S.
I like they're trying to carve out, like, it's like, yeah, but we got drinks. Look at all the drinks.
Do you think
people
go there and they go, number 100,000, here I go.
I got to try them all.
I've had 99,999 combinations. Like, that's what, where is that number inflated?
I think it's because it's like, this is limeade, and then here's cherry limeade. So that's like two, and then they're like, but then they're like, oh, but this is just cherry, and that's like, so it's like putting them all like together.
It's still like,
I can get nerds in mine.
Yeah, it's that stuff.
There's 10 drinks.
You can mix and match whatever you want, and it's disgusting. So they also said most of their flavor combinations come from their employees, and I went, I wouldn't trust anyone who works at Sonic Burger to come up with innovative.
If they can
food.
Understand Eric and the way he ordered, I don't want them handling
talking
my
about
drink.
Only just cherry limeade.
All right, here's what I got. It's we're talking about mostly Dr. Pepper and then just a spritz of Sierra Mist.
Oh, they would know exactly what you mean.
And the final fact, because he deleted the fifth one, Sonic driving commercials feature two guys no one knows constantly eating Sonic, but they have recently been replaced with three redhead triplets and their dad eating ice cream in a truck, which is a Pornhub top search probably.
Is it just the three redhead triplets or two guys no one knows constantly eating Sonic?
No, so the three redhead triplets and their dad.
I
wouldn't be surprised if both were true.
I have been watching
for a lot of Pornhub. You've done extensive research.
I'm putting it to the top, baby. Yeah. Watching a lot of XFL football to see what is new and hot for fast food.
You keep saying this every time we do the show now. You've been watching XFL.
I'm trying to become a top XFL guy.
Who's your favorite team?
Ooh, that's tough. I was a Roughnecks guy, but now I'm a St. Louis Battlehawks guy.
Really?
Yeah, damn, because people are calling him the St. Louis Battlecocks, and I think that's great.
Well, they got a good run game, but I like PJ Walker and what he does, what he brings to the Roughnecks.
Okay, see, I'm joking about how much I like XFL, and here we are. All the Sonic commercials got rid of the two guys, and now it's like these three redheaded triplets and their dad just going like, I like Sonic because they're all like super like Tennessee Southern.
No, I got it from the accent.
Oh my God, it's bad.
Was that the commercial that you sent us for this food item?
Yeah,
Yeah. And he was like, where'd they go? Where'd the guys go?
But it was also not
they're
just
so hot. Where'd they go?
Not just where'd the hot guys go that we all want to be, but it was like, it was hard to describe.
They didn't talk about the food or mention they just like held the food.
Also, it was just like you picked like the caliber of the commercial. Not a lot of commercials are like, wow, that was great. like, I love the acting. Mm-hmm. I love the scenery. I love the cinematography. It doesn't really come up. You just accept what a commercial is.
Right.
And you move on.
You kind of just are a sloth laying there.
Right.
The commercial happens in front of
you. But it also, like, you know what a commercial is, right?
Yes.
I watched that and I went, that just felt like someone just said, hey, you there.
Mm-hmm.
You got 10 seconds?
100%.
Like,
absolutely
like,
how it feels.
Like, they didn't seem like actors, but it also, like, wasn't bad. It was just nothing.
Yep.
It was just like, we're in the car. Yeah, we are. Sonic.
And that's why I was afraid of eating in the car.
It was bizarre.
I didn't want to be.
It was super weird.
I can't remember what I replied with. I was like, it seemed like someone just filmed that with their iPhone.
Yeah.
And they just went, got it.
Yep.
Nailed it.
But like, it's all like in this wide shot. And then it like cuts to a close up of like a dad holding an ice cream cone. Like he's just holding it. And then it just says like Sonic Burger.
No, it does not say that.
It says Sonic American Drive.
His says Sonic Burger.
Hashtag this is how I Sonic.
When I saw it.
Uh-huh. So that's it. Hmm. That's gross.
So what was what was the other fact?
It was.
Was it about how Sonic didn't do any Sonic the Hedgehog?
No. Originally called Mr. Needle Mouse. The Hedgehog's name was changed to Sonic because, and then it was something like, the original name
what?
Mr. Needle Mouse was dumb as fuck.
Are you ordering at Sonic right now?
I'll
what
be
are
honest,
you saying?
I lost the thread there.
Sonic's
should you have used
name?
The word Hedgehog at all, or you just said that by accident?
No. Yeah. Originally called Mr. Needle Mouse. The hedgehog's name
as in
was
Sonic.
Changed to Sonic because Mr. Needle Mouse was a dumb as fuck name.
And Sonic Burger was too dumb, so they met in the middle.
See, this is I deleted the fact.
Why'd you tell us that? Some things just keep to yourself.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, next time just keep it one page.
You slowed me down there, dude.
I feel all messed up.
Oh, dude.
Oh, God.
I got pickle gut.
That's right.
Hey, it's time to tell you about our fine sponsor of Face Jam, and that's DoorDash.
Dashing those doors.
Dashing right to your door with food and more. Just kidding. It's just food. Unless you ordered a drink, they'll bring the drink too.
Or like, yeah, if you got a Happy Meal or something, it comes with a toy.
You get toys. Oh, that's true.
I didn't know where you. I thought you boxed yourself into a corner, but you dug out. You dug your way out, yeah. Man.
I was like, what else is not food?
You know, I can choose a prompt or an ad lib. I'm going to choose new year, new you.
Great.
Win back some me time this year and pamper yourself. Order with DoorDash so you can focus on you. Does that sound natural?
Yeah, a lot of care in that. Like, you cared about me, which
I don't,
natural.
Though. I was really talking about myself.
Oh,
like,
so
a new you, but I was looking in a mirror when I said it.
New year, new me.
Yeah, exactly.
More me time.
You, I don't care what you do. I'm ordering DoorDash. And I'm just going to pile it in.
I look like a fool. I'm going, I'm getting in my car, I'm driving to the restaurant. I'm coming back with the food. I look like a damn idiot.
Yeah, on the way back, when you're driving back, I'm screaming out my window like, I just finished.
Look at you.
We live next door to each other.
Yeah,
people don't know that.
He like, yeah, it was like our windows like line up as well. And
we
so
had the same living room, the same couch.
Yeah, he'll open it and just be like, yeah, you look like an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, did you go get gas?
Well, no, I drive an electric vehicle.
There it is. In case you guys didn't know. What'd you drive today? Was that electric? I don't think it was.
Who knows what day it is? You know, this could be any day.
Okay, all right.
Hey, I got a question. What's the best way to start using DoorDash?
That's a great question, and I'm going to answer that question now. The DoorDash app.
Huh?
You've heard of apps, right?
Appetizers?
It's short for applications.
Oh.
You see?
Oh, I like that synergy.
Take out your smartphone. Do it on your smart computer, smart TV. Everything's smart. And you know what? If you use DoorDash, you're smart too. Because right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code FACEJAM. It's one word, FACEJAM, like your face, and jam. That's $5 off your first order. Don't laugh at me.
Jam like what?
Don't laugh. I'm doing the ad read. That's $5 off your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code FACEJAM.
Remind me again.
Jordan, you keep forgetting, okay? You don't forget. if you have to remember anything, forget your life, forget your family, remember that the code is FaceJam for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. You won't know who you are or what's happening around you, but you'll be full. He's nodding his head. We got it. He forgot how to speak.
Right, and we can end the ad now.
All right, let's get into the explanation of the food. The double stack cheeseburger. Melty cheese layered between 2 to 100%.
Nope.
That formatting was weird. You shouldn't write the new...
How are you still coughing?
You shouldn't write the numerical 2 if it's right after...
I didn't write it. This is on their website.
All right.
Jordan's right.
If this came to my desk, I'd be like, no.
It is the numerical a dash, and then 100%. Yeah. Also written out numerically.
I thought the beef patties range from 2% to 100%.
We don't know
beef.
What they are. We don't know. All we know is we fucking roll them in vanilla syrup before we make them.
All right, let me start over. Double stack cheeseburger.
Sweet melty science.
Melty cheese layered between 100% pure beef patties. Shut up. Top with crinkle cut. You guys.
I haven't said anything. I'm emoting. They're laughing. But you said purr and then crinkle.
Pure beef patties. Top with crinkle cut, dill pickles, grilled onions, creamy mayo, and classic mustard all on a toasted bakery quality brioche bun for a half pound craveable cheeseburger.
Boom. Nailed it.
Did it in one.
What's a bakery quality brioche bun?
Somebody made it.
Are they just telling us that like what they usually serve is like
garbage
dirt quality?
Yeah definitely. Hey, neat. A bakery would look at our regular buns and go, what the fuck?
Damn, dude.
Spit on that. Did you think that the buns were maybe like purposely like shrunk to make the beef look bigger? Like they were like.
You didn't think
you
so?
You didn't have any thoughts on that, Michael?
Well, we're getting into the food ahead of time. No but
bun. I mean the bun came up organically.
You immediately fired out with that. So I have to kind of automatically censor my own reactions because I'll go, uh-oh, Jordan's taking us on a trip here. I need to think for myself, not what I'm told. Mm-hmm. Except this fact sheet. This is all I don't think at all.
That's all fact.
That's all fact. I just absorbed the information. But you unwrapped it and went, these buns are too small. That's the first thing he said.
I said these buns seemed too small.
I agree with you. I don't get a rating, but you're right.
Thank you.
They were on the small side.
That's all I'm saying.
Reese's Overload. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and mini Reese's Pieces candy blended with real ice cream, all three words capitalized, and creamy peanut butter, also capitalized for some reason, and topped with more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and mini Reese's Pieces candy. This is... boring.
Those were so many of the
this
same
is just
words
what it is.
Over and over again. Say yeah, Reese's again. And peanut butter again, please.
Talking about blended with real ice cream.
That would speak
heard
to
about
me more.
Yep. Peanut butter.
Thinking about extra Reese's
candy. It's just the word Reese's over and over,
that's how
but
it
in
came
different
up with it
connotations.
Sonic. There's just a guy going, talking about ice cream with Reese's candy.
More Reese's.
Now let me, okay. I'm going to point this out.
Why was real ice cream capitalized?
Let
I just want
know.
You to know, dude.
That's
see?
Weird.
We're vibing.
I think that's weird.
You say Reese's.
I do say
you
Reese's.
You say Reese's.
Yeah, Reese's, yeah.
I you say Reese's. Reese's. Yeah. People say Reese's.
Yeah, they're insane.
Yeah.
Those are insane people.
I sometimes say it like that to make fun of
I'm
those people.
I'm really glad you both said it
yeah,
the
Reese's.
Way you said
sometimes
it.
I call it Reese's Pieces.
Ooh. Yeah.
That made my brain hurt.
When I was a kid, I called it
Reese's. Is that what it takes?
You called it what?
I called it Reese's Feces.
Yeah, that tracks.
And you're still a kid, so you still call it that.
Nah, I'm grown up.
Yeah. Daddy got big.
Daddy got big, but the Reese's Feces didn't.
Especially these mini ones.
They're still tiny. They're already small. Why do you gotta make them mini?
You gotta make them small.
All right, anyway.
Nick, do you call them Reese's or Reese's?
Reese's.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
I need one more paint. Alice, you call them Reese's or Reese's? Okay, cool. She's right.
Okay.
No one knows who that is. It's fine.
Some ghost.
They call it Reese's, not Reese-ane.
Yeah, we just broke him. You guys couldn't even just see him break down.
Yeah, he's very proud of himself.
Yeah, he's like... I've never seen somebody else like self-congratulate more for nothing. That was beautiful.
Oh, I earned it.
Oh my God. I earned it.
Sometimes a little something extra goes a long way, especially when it comes to a flavor profile that is extra savory, juicy, and melty, said Scott. This is not a last name.
Yeah, it is. That's his last name.
U-E-H-L-E-I-N.
Uline.
Is the H silent? Uline? All right. That's a name.
I'll buy it.
Yeah. Said
that's
Scott.
That's his last name.
Scott Uline, Vice President of Product Innovation and Development for Sonic. We took a classic cheeseburger and elevated what makes it great by adding double the cheese in the middle and a second juicy patty and amped up the burger toppings to create a new Sonic experience that is truly irresistible. Listen, you made a double cheeseburger. You don't have to say you're reinventing the wheel
hang
here.
On. You talking about Scott? Don't talk shit on Scott.
Hey. Scott Uline, Vice President of Product Innovation and Development.
About Scott Uline Burger?
You talking about Scott?
Scott Uline.
They added double cheese in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Not on top of each patty.
Mm-mm.
That's not normally done.
Nope.
Usually goes patty, cheese.
Again, that was a Scott call. He's
Scott.
Product innovation.
Yeah. Someone was about to put...
He developed and innovated.
Somebody was about to put the second cheese on the second patty, and he screamed across the factory floor, stop!
He like dove and put his hand in before...
He ran in and fucking reorganized the whole thing.
What if it was just a bunch of single patties with single pieces of cheese on top, and then they were about to stack them, and then he went, wait, and then he just flipped it over. And then put it like that.
Or what if they had that exactly like you described, but he was just an asshole, and he went, and then he hit it out of somebody's hand, and that's how it landed.
He was like yelling at an intern or something. Yeah. He's like, hey, dipshit.
Well, that's the thing. He was probably just a guy on the factory line who was like a bully, and then he went, hit, Butterfingers, and then he hit it, and then it landed like that.
And they're like, get this man a promotion.
This man's a senior vice president now. Don't laugh at
Thanks,
his racist
Nick.
Joke.
Thanks, Nick. Jesus Don't laugh Christ. At
his- This guy's working his way out. He's getting closer to the table every show.
I don't like it.
He's getting a little bit closer.
I don't know about it.
This will only lead to hurt feelings.
Not talking about my feelings.
talking about Nick's feelings.
Stuff. Oh, that was it.
Yep, done. That's all. Okay. I'm done reading stuff.
Okay. So it's a cheeseburger. There's really, I'll be honest, even eating it, I was like, maybe I missed something. Uh-huh. And then you read it, and I feel like I didn't miss anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Certainly, you can go to Sonic.
Maybe that extra layer of cheese is what makes it different.
They already have a double cheeseburger, no doubt. You just say, give me that cheeseburger, but make it twice, but one sandwich. So I don't know what was new at all about it. Like, there's no hook or anything. It was a cheeseburger with...
For somebody whose title is product innovation, there's very little innovation
I need you guys to know that when we were settling on, like, Sonic, I had to go to their website a bunch of times and look around everywhere a bunch of times to make sure all the copy was the same because I couldn't for the life of me figure out why this was limited time.
Right.
Everywhere said it was limited time. Everywhere. Because I'm like, oh, we cannot do...
Oh, my God.
Cut that part.
Ridiculous.
I said, we cannot do something that's like not limited time.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the show.
Exactly.
As much as the audience tries to steer us away from that, that is what the show is.
Yeah.
And into candles.
Yeah. Typically, we eat limited time food with no guests, but goddamn, they want us to eat candles with Chef Mike so bad.
Chef Mike is a man you may have seen on the Wendy's commercial. That's how we know him. He's on the Wendy's commercial.
I know him from all the tweets that we get. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not from him, from the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Saying,
no, not from him at all.
I love the show exactly how you have it. Yep. I love that you don't have a guest. Let me throw this at you. How about a guest?
How about you eat food that's not limited? Oh, interesting. Interesting. Oh. I like saying no, and then they go, great.
You do say no. But yeah, it's hamburger, meat, pickles, onions, mayo, mustard, cheese, bun. That's the food.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I don't understand it.
This feels like one of those things where they're like, oh, we have like a gap here in our campaign or something, and we need something cheap we can throw out in the middle of March.
Mm-hmm.
So let's make a double cheeseburger. Yeah, okay. Let's do that.
It's just, but like they surely must have it already, right?
Yes.
There's not a burger chain on the planet that doesn't have a double. Whatever it is that's the number one, double it.
Yeah, I imagine that it's what they put on it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, what, he said he said they amped up the toppings, so they just more of the
pretty
other
vague,
more
pretty
of the
vague.
Shit they already
I mean,
had.
Where's you, the amp?
That's what I was gonna
Explain
say. You
it
guys,
to me.
You guys ate it. Did you feel like there were amped
there,
up toppings?
There was like one too many pickles.
We're getting into the food.
We're getting into the food. I mean,
it says get into the experience.
Yeah.
No, yeah, see?
I'm
no,
agreeing
you're right.
with
yeah.
you that we're yeah. getting into the food. That's yeah. fine with me. Food. This is a show about food. Mm-hmm. Before we get into the food, let's get into the food that we got for just because Michael was hungry. What do you think about the cheddar peppers? You didn't like them.
I took one bite and hated it.
I ate the other half of his cheddar pepper.
There
was
something. Was something
Nick's
fucked
doing
up
a
with
white
mine?
Power symbol over there. Which no, now they changed it.
The
he changed
fastest,
it to two thumbs up.
No.
Oh, it was okay. Sorry. He said okay.
I can't believe you didn't like those.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, I don't know if I got like a weird one, but like
no,
something.
I ate the other half. No, it was fine.
Something about the pepper itself, like the breading and
that's the pepper and the cheddar
the
pepper.
Cheese was.
Jalapeno?
Was okay. Yeah, there was just something weird about it. Like the way it tasted.
There was
it
cheese
was like,
in it?
No, not the cheese. Let me explain again. The cheese and the breading around it was fine.
Uh-huh.
But the actual jalapeno tasted weird. And I did not like the taste of it.
Tasted like a jalapeno.
Tasted like a fucked up jalapeno. Sorry.
Ooh.
And I had the other half. Slammed it.
Look.
Yeah.
The show is based on people disagreeing about stuff. Mm. So it's fine.
No, but only the food that we rate.
I give it a
The jalapeno cheddar
I
thing?
Rated it. Now we can talk about it. Apparently that's the rule.
Bleep that out. That's nowhere on this fucking copy.
It's not on the format.
It's not before the word format.
It's not
on
the format.
We're not talking about it.
That's true. That's law, damn mm-hmm. it.
Mm-hmm. The tater tots were good.
I didn't eat them.
I did a funny little bit where I ate a tater tot. I was like, this jalapeno popper is awful. And you guys were like, that's a tater tot. It's pretty funny.
You did a bit. I don't know if it was a funny bit. But then you really had the popper and said, this is awful. In the exact same way. And then you were serious. So maybe the joke's on you.
Maybe the bit's not over.
Nick was
now it's a good bit.
So and we brought it back around. I threw in the cheddar peppers and you agreed. Then when we were done ordering, I went, ooh, I want a pretzel too.
Yeah. He gave a please.
Yeah. I said, Daddy, I want a pretzel.
Then we fucking got back here and we're eating, and I went. Oh, you usually get the pretzel, and you went, no, never had it before.
Yeah, that's why I wanted it. I wanted to branch out and try their soft pretzel.
What a weird food to take a chance on.
I love soft pretzels. I just have never had their soft pretzel.
How was that soft pretzel?
The soft pretzel was pretty good. It was okay for a fast food pretzel. Like, it kept going back to the hot dogs. It was like good soft pretzel, Sonic soft pretzel, pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Good hot dog, Sonic hot dog, not close at all. Bad.
Gotcha.
The cheese sauce sucks.
Yeah. Nick was excited about it.
Well, that's why I brought it up, because he had to like, ooh, and he came over and he had to try it, yeah. Even though I had like, you know,
90% of it was gone.
And dipped. I was biting and dipping and biting and dipping and biting and dipping, and he was like, I don't give a shit.
He didn't give a shit.
And so he had one with a tater tot and then regretted it.
This fucking guy, we were at the restaurant and we got our food.
Oh.
And we were like,
the
oh, great.
You can go inside of.
Yeah. No, you couldn't go inside
of
it.
He said, yeah.
No, you can't go inside of it. We're at the restaurant. We have gotten our food that she had put her fingers in. And then we are ready to go.
We should talk about that. We'll talk about that.
We're going back to the car. And then Nick just goes, can we get ketchup? Do we have packets of ketchup?
And she ignored him.
Before that, when she was first handing off the food, I was looking at him, and he kind of muttered, ketchup packets? And she didn't hear
him. He was like doing the math of like, I don't see any.
And I looked at him and just like shook my head. But then he had emboldened himself, and he went, no, I'm going for it again. And
she's
he was
walking,
like,
she's
ketchup
walking
packets?
By.
Yeah. And she went, sure. We all gave him a look.
And then we all walked back to the car
and
left him there in an island by himself.
Kind of just standing.
Holding,
he should have just walked
holding
in.
Holding his Reese's Blast, waiting for ketchup.
Like a little lost child.
If you
like want to
see a
around.
Picture of it, we took pictures. It'll be on at FaceJamPod on Twitter.
We were busy laughing at him. And then, you know, she came back not too long with the ketchup. And as soon as she came back with the giant handful of ketchup, you were like, oh, it's too late. Like, take a picture of him. And he was already walking back. and I shoot him through the windshield to go back and stand where he was. And he just went, okay, and he did it, and then just kind of shrugged. And he was two handfuls.
Yeah.
It was like a ball.
He couldn't open the
door. Like a ball of ketchup packets.
Oh, I had to open the door for him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fantastic.
Hope it was worth it.
Oh, man. Was it worth it?
Yeah.
There you go.
So, with the finger in the food. Yeah. So, she came out, and she had the two bags of food, and then there was the tray, the drink tray, which had five drinks on it. And four of them, the four corners, I believe, mm-hmm. were the Reese's Pieces Overload Mega Blast, whatever. And I did this really awkward thing where I was taking the bag and then I didn't take the bag. Like, I kept, like, going to take the bag.
Do I wait for her to hand it to
me? Right, but, like, she never handed it to me. So, you know, usually you're like, oh, let me get that out of your hands and I'll hold it. And then finally I was like, I'm going to go for it. And then she was kind of like, hang on, let me read this first. Mm-hmm. Make sure this is right.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, I'll wait. So she read through everything. Like, yeah, that's our order. Starts handing the bags off and, like, dipped her arm in one of the milkshake whatever blasts. And she goes, oh, oops, my arm was in that one. Not yours, though. And so it was the only thing on the tray that wasn't our food. We took all the food.
And she was like, wink, don't tell.
Yeah, and then we took all the spoons, and as we're walking away, she's like, can I get one of those spoons back? Because the fifth spoon was for this other person's thing that she just put her arm in.
It's so inefficient, like, bringing out two different orders and having, like, people, like, grab stuff.
For me, like, I mean, I didn't know what the scenario was going to be. Fast food, of all places, is always like, fuck it, throw it away, I'll get you another one.
Yeah.
You know, if you go through the drive-thru and they accidentally give you someone else's order, they generally...
They just throw it in the
they
incinerator.
They don't take it back.
No, they're just like,
and then give it. They just go, fucking, you can have it if you want it. Otherwise, throw it away. We're not going to take it from you and give it to another person now. And I just assumed something that like that was going to happen. When she asked for that spoon back, I went, oh, that's going to somebody. Like, there's no way she's just saving the spoon to put back in the kitchen. She's like going to clean up her arm and then hand that off to somebody.
They'll be none the wiser.
They'll be eating it like, this tastes like woman from Sonic Burger. What's that?
This tastes like Sonic Worker.
Well, there's one other thing I wanted to talk about.
Here we go.
It's in regards to the Reese Overblast load. And Michael and I ate ours the same way, which was take it as it is delivered.
You just eat it.
Yeah. There's some stuff on the top.
Mostly the Reese's.
Just dig in.
And the blasting.
Apparently, the loads,
right,
et cetera. Eric sees this and is like, oh, my brain all fucked up. Apparently, like, he mixes it.
Yeah. Why would you not?
That's just too much work, dude. It's too thick.
I mean, it's all there.
No,
it's all going in the same
like
place.
It's like soft serve.
No, it's all work, dude. Place. It's all going in the same place. Yeah. It'll mix in your tummy.
I'm worried about how it's going to...
Here's the other thing.
Michael's argument, which I agree with, is you pay for...
You mix
the,
it.
The convenience of just not making it.
Don't give me work. Give me food.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's fine. I'm saying that I don't trust the people at Sonic to mix it all the way.
Here's the other thing.
Uh-huh.
Right? I'm going to blast your brain right now.
Okay.
You mix it. What happens to it? The chunks, where they go?
They go in down into the ice cream.
Throughout the whole ice cream?
Yeah.
Right? How much of your ice cream did you eat? Half.
It's like about half.
So half your shit you didn't even eat.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to eat the other half.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So the toppings is the extra shit.
You should have got
You're guaranteed
the toppings
to eat it all if you leave it at the top.
So if you have a sundae, you just like eat
the
whipped cream?
We're talking about the overload blast, sir.
I'm talking about the overload blast. That's the extra thing.
Don't give me this whataboutism with
just vanilla.
Sundays.
I want to get blasted.
Uh-huh.
All you've done is pushed half your blast to the bottom of the cup that you didn't
eat. You're working at half blast over here.
That's it. I got full blast in my belly. What's left over is just the old traditional vanilla.
Uh-huh.
You've wasted blast in your cup.
No, I'm right.
Well, I'm looking at a half blast cup. God knows how many delicious treats are down there, never to be eaten. You're just going to have ice cream soup with some Reese's in it.
The burger, while unimaginative, wasn't actually that bad. The ends were like really good, like grilled burger ends, you know, like just like the part that was exposed from the tiny bun. So I got to a point where it's like, I'm getting kind of full. I'm just going to eat the ends. So I just ate around the center because that part tasted really good. But at the same time, like, I don't know why they're pushing this as a limited time option when it's literally just a burger.
It's a double
just
cheeseburger
a double cheeseburger
with onions and pickles.
Even the extra cheese didn't really come through. Like, and there, like I said, too many pickles. And that's a whole other thing, like, I have to navigate.
Is it?
Yeah. So? I had to like take it out. I was like, I don't want this pickle. Oh, now I'm touching my food.
You went on a journey. I just ate it doing work.
That's the problem.
I won't
I don't
mix my Reese's
do
glass.
Work.
I will take off one pickle.
I don't want to have to, though, and that's the problem.
Some would say you didn't have to. That will factor into the rating.
No, the lack of creativity is really what's going to factor into the rating. Mm-hmm. I do love a good peanut butter chocolate milkshake. Reese's is probably my favorite candy. You throw some Reese's Pieces in there, it's a party.
It's like pieces of your favorite
we're
candy.
We're having a blast, aptly named. So I really like that. But again, it's just one of those things where on their own, they're two different things, but combined, it's like a 62.
62?
Yep.
Okay. It was a good burger. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Michael, where are your hands?
You don't worry about me. Sweet science. Boy, I hope that catches on. I mean, it better. It's a cheeseburger. There's a cheeseburger with two patties. And I felt it did taste different that the cheese wasn't on the top and it was in the middle. Because it's like the bite order. Yeah. I could definitely tell that it wasn't like burger.
I mean,
you're
someone who's eaten a lot of double cheeseburgers.
I've eaten a lot. I've moved on to triples now. I don't know if you guys know that. That's what I get now. Daddy got bigger. I didn't even know McDonald's had them. Stop the presses. They do. So
stop. Presses have been stopped.
Stop the presses. Sorry. Stop the presses. Sorry. McDonald's has a triple cheeseburger. Sorry.
Stop the presses. They
and
do.
It's here's what blew my mind, right? Like, it's normal, right? Like, you can really order anything anywhere. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like, I asked for the Big Mac sauce on the chicken. I'm like, well, you're an asshole, okay? Just order what's on the goddamn menu. Mm-hmm. You say triple cheeseburger, they go, no problem, fatty, and they sling it out. I just...
right into your mouth.
Slurp it up. Yep. Anyway. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. I liked the double cheeseburger. It was good. I ate it in about 30 seconds.
I was fucking floored.
Eric was like, it's gone.
I was on like my third bite and you were like throwing the wrapper away.
I was crumbling up the paper.
I was like, what happened?
You said.
It disappeared.
You said it disappeared or it's gone.
Yeah.
And I said, no, it isn't. It's just somewhere else.
Fucking crazy, man.
You just broke it down and moved it elsewhere.
I couldn't believe it. Like, floored.
You had the slow realization from, like, a movie where you looked up and went...
I blinked and it's
where
gone.
Is it?
It was crazy.
And then the milkshake, I mean, it was pretty, you know, it's a vanilla soft serve with
McFlurry.
Fucking candy.
It's McFlurry-esque.
Yeah. Oh, shit, she's probably calling about the surgery.
This is... Michael, this is more important.
Oh, I know. I ignored it. I liked it. I thought they were good. 95.
95?
Yeah. It's a good burger. You saw how fast I ate it?
The score is directly related to how quickly he eats it, in case you didn't
Well,
know.
Yeah. Speed
there's a formula for it.
Of
yeah.
how good it is. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't eat something awful quickly.
Right.
Score equals burger times... duration
78.5.
That's not bad. That's a little above our average score.
Mm-hmm.
Fits nicely into the top quarter percentile, I imagine.
I think so. I can't, like, I'm more on your side on the burger. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I mean, it was quite unimaginative, but here's the thing, he picked it out. We didn't have to go there.
Yeah.
So I was like,
yeah,
I was just like, well, if Eric picked it, I'll eat it. I eat the food that is presented before me, mm-hmm. And then I rate the flavor of the food.
Uh-huh.
I don't rate the imagination that goes into the food. I'm just going to fucking eat it.
But you also rate, like, how you're feeling that morning and the car.
That's
ride
actually
over
a
there.
Direct quote from you in the early episode. Is you rate like on your feelings? You had a whole thing about how the food makes you feel.
Yeah.
You said that verbatim.
And how it made me feel is like this is so. Like the food makes me feel, not like the other factors around.
Like the food, like I just said.
No. I'm saying you put other things that aren't eating the food
like
into your
score. Like
the
creativity, the thing that you're talking about? Because you're like arguing against yourself here. I'm talking about just the food and you're talking about the creativity
of
the food.
No, I'm saying
food,
you do
the
other
food.
Shit. Because like the pizza portal didn't work that one time.
I'm just
you
talking
can't
about
change
the
your,
food.
You can't change your rating system.
I'm just talking about how the food tasted and you took away points because it wasn't creative, which is not the taste of the food. That's what I'm saying. You're rating it,
but
not
I'm saying
for
you
the
can't
taste.
Change. I'm saying you can't change your rating system. You can't all of a sudden be like, "Well, the drive over
sure
factors into it."
This is why. Listen, this is why I like the show. This right here.
I'm starting to think. No, I'm
you're arguing
to think,
about cheeseburgers.
I'm starting to think perfect. You don't.
I'm not arguing.
I don't think you like care about the score.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't think you. I don't think you take it very seriously.
I think Snack Attack. Face Jam Live thing that we did would make me believe that Michael cares very much about the score.
Thank you.
When you gave that one thing a 4 and Michael gave it a 97, it was
the corn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That corn fucking sucked.
What do you mean? Yum yum.
Ugh. Did you try the corn?
Yeah.
And?
It was very good.
It's certainly not a 98 or
no.
whatever.
No.
It's a 97.
Okay. I just realized that
what's up?
I forgot the snack in my office. So
cool.
I have to go get it.
All right.
Talk about
first he picks a
let's
cheeseburger.
Put, let's put like a little put a little intermission music in here. Yeah, we did the Snack Attack stream.
That's going to ruin the intermission. You just started talking. So there is no intermission.
He can edit this out.
Okay. Well, why would we edit this out?
It doesn't matter. It's all do we want 6 minutes of him like walking to his
yeah,
desk?
If we're gonna talk, if we're
just
gonna wait,
all I
wanna
say is
silence.
Watch the fucking thing end.
That does not give enough details of what you're talking about.
You can't have it both ways. Why don't you talk about it then? And I'll be quiet.
I'll gladly talk about it, but then we don't need intermission music. Cause we're still going. So we did a live stream where faithful listeners out there, that's you, send us snacks. At the end of every episode, Eric gives you an address where you can send snacks, and we'll try the snack at the end of the show, give it one bite. That was no time at all.
Wow.
And then we give it a quick review. However, you've bombarded him with snacks, and he had too many snacks, and we only do 2 episodes a month. So he was like, we got to do something with these snackies. How about a snacky attacky stream? So,
except we don't call it that. We'll call it Snack
No,
Attack.
That's what I call it on the inside, but yeah. Like, that's like my Sonic Burger. I just don't keep saying it out loud and tell people that's what it's called. So we did a very short 30-minute stream.
Someone said...
Very efficient 30 minutes.
That's stream. What somebody said online. They're like, oh, this is great. Very efficient episode. Only 30 minutes. It's 92.
Yeah. So you had
felt
the idea
like
of... felt like 10. You had the idea of just lining up a bunch of snacks ahead of time. We'd read whatever note was with it. We eat the snack, do the next snack. So it was a bit more of a production because it wasn't audio.
Right.
I also feel like the video helped because we were eating
right,
on camera. Eating on camera already is gross.
Yeah.
But especially only audio. You just hear
you
the munching.
Right.
Seeing it lessens the gross effect somehow slightly. So that's why we did it. But that's a whole, there's like switching cameras and there's like 12 more people involved. It's a whole thing. And why we won't do it every other week. So I'll stop you right there, audience. I'm like, just do that forever. No. Anyway, we did the stream and it was at roosterteeth.com. You'll watch it live as a first member of the website. But afterwards, we ended up putting it up on the website for anybody to watch. So you could go watch it right now. For free.
Out of the kindness of our hearts.
Out of the kindness of our hearts, we fought the man, and we won. And we said, no.
This has to be for everyone.
This has to be for everyone.
Every jammer.
Eric summed it up, I don't remember verbatim, but it was something along the lines of, jammers of the world looked up and cried, help us. And we whispered down to them, okay.
okay, just this once.
Something like that. And that's what's happened.
Mm-hmm. So anyone can watch it.
So anyone can watch it, and you can watch it. You don't have to watch it. You could just listen. But if you've sent us a snack,
Yep.
There's a very good chance
it's on there.
We reviewed it on there. If you don't hear it on the show itself, and I think it went swimmingly.
I liked it,
and something I think we'll probably do again in the future.
Yeah, I think if people want to send us more snacks, we'll build up a little bit of a base again because I'm kind of like snack poor at the moment. Have a couple, but not a lot.
No.
Yeah, I know. So if you want to send us the snacks, you can, and then we'll when we build up a lot again, we'll do another snack attack because I thought that was really fun.
My favorite part was Nick in the mask in the corner.
It got weird so
fast.
What
a fever dream.
It felt like...
He had sauce packet eyebrows.
It felt like we all got drunk and shot it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
100%.
And it was stone cold sober at 3 p.m.
Yes, it was.
So and it was weird. It was... I was shocked when I went outside and the sun was still up.
Yeah. Got drunk on snacks.
I was really confused.
We'll have posted, by the time this comes out, we'll have posted that Mudmouth clip.
Yeah, you made like a little social clip. It gets real weird.
It, like, that is the dynamic of the show in a nutshell, where it is Jordan trying to rate the food and then Michael going, I have Mudmouth. Do you have Mudmouth too?
It's giggling, and Jordan yells a number over us.
I have Mudmouth. And then Eric goes, what? And then he turns around, do you have Mudmouth? And then Eric laughs for some reason. Like, that's funny.
Yeah. And then Jordan goes, 64.
I give up.
Oh my God.
It's a good time though.
But yep. But now back to our regular snack attack. How about that?
What do we got? Hey, I hope you aren't sick of chicken because here is the best chicken flavor yet. Chicken potato chips from Rachel at Overreactive. Mm-hmm. We had one of her snacks on the stream.
I remember. These are Sensations roast chicken and thyme chips. Jordan, how do you feel about roast chicken and thyme?
We had something similar to this.
Yeah.
It's my favorite song by Garfunkel and the other guy.
All right.
I hate Mondays.
There's a joke in there.
Garfunkel and Odie. Oh man. All right. One bite review. We're getting into the chips.
Whoa.
Wow. Ooh, I like that. Whoa.
Tastes like chicken.
Jordan's doing it.
Tastes like roast chicken and thyme.
Jordan's doing a head thing like
I want that in potato chips though.
I don't think I need this, but like part of me always like rates it based on how much they failed to achieve the thing they wanted, but they fucking nailed this.
Really?
It is what it says.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give it a 79.
Wow.
Just a little bit above average for the effort and execution.
It is what it is. I don't really like it.
It's better than that chicken and waffle shit we ate
that
on the stream.
Fucking terrible.
We had some left over and watched wrestling here like the day after we did that, and everybody was so excited to get into those chips.
Why?
And then it was, I'm like, oh, you're not gonna like those. They're like, no way. And they ate them and everyone went, oh.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it a 58.
Wow.
Felt like I was eating a nice little Thanksgiving dinner.
Yep. So 68.5.
Damn, man.
And that's it.
That's crazy.
That's a show.
Show.
Learned a lot.
There it is. If you want to send us snacks, you can send them to Face Jam, care of Eric Bedour, 1901 East 51st Street, Austin, Texas, 78723.
Is it not courtesy of?
Jesus Christ. I hate this. I hate this bit. So we have that. We did that. We did the one bite review.
Yep.
And then you guys can go watch.
Also, if you want
to. See, did you see how you turned over the page and you didn't have to? Something to think about.
I turned it over and I was disappointed that there was nothing there.
Yeah.
There didn't need to be anything there.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter at FaceJamPod.
Yep.
And get little updates about stuff and pictures of the foods.
You know, we'll have an update and a picture of soon.
What's that? What is it?
We will have an update and pictures of the shirt.
We got shirt alert.
It's real.
Yep.
It's real.
Yep. March 31st.
If you're listening to this, as soon as it drops, obviously you are. It's 2 weeks.
Yep.
That's the next episode.
Yep.
When the next episode
comes out,
a Face Jam comes out, boom,
the shirt's
T-shirt's out.
The shirt will also be out, same time.
Yep. Oh, that's what we're being told.
Yep.
That's theoretically speaking,
yep.
You see there's a new Face Jam, you don't even have to open it yet.
Mm-mm.
Run right over to the store.
We should just title it.
There will be the shirt
the
waiting.
The shirt is now on sale.
Well, that's a good idea.
And then eat the shirt and rate the shirt.
We'll have pictures for it soon, too. Like, I have images that we can
up early.
Are we gonna do like a photo shoot? Are we gonna be models?
I'm in the middle of a.
But we only get one shirt, so we have to either take turns or wear it at the same time.
We could do like a front and back.
We'll go back to back.
That's fucking insane.
We'll get Nick's head to pop out one of the sleeves.
I'm in the middle of scheduling the photo shoot, but we will have images. They just sent them over to me. I got clearance that we can post the pictures of the shirt. Yeah, I know. So we'll be able to put, if we want to post it early, it's up to you guys. We can have a discussion with our social media team.
Dude.
We'll have to talk with our social team to make sure that it's cool. And yeah, our, obviously. And make sure our marketing team's fine with it.
Marketing team, design team.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Face Jam e-commerce team did a really good job with this shirt.
I think they made it look very cool.
Yeah.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
What's the link for the store to buy the shirt?
Is it store.roosterteeth.com?
I think that'll work.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're gonna have
/rt-live.
You're gonna
Oh, see, fucked it up. Oh boy.
No. You're gonna have to sift through a lot of shirts that aren't the Face Jam shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is the one where you'll see it and go, "That's Face Jam."
But don't worry, it'll be in the description, so you can just go to the description and click on it. It'll take you
on
right
the
to it.
Not this one.
No,
it's
no,
not
it'll
out
be
yet.
Well, obviously. So well, it'll
can
be.
Can we go back in time?
We're just getting them ready for.
We can try. I mean, sure. Maybe it's in the description now. If you're listening to this way later. I don't know.
I hope, man. We should put it in every episode.
Yeah,
right?
Why not?
We gotta expand our brand,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Really get out there.
That's what the Face Jam social marketing team said, that we have to expand our brand. So
they know what's up. Yep. They got all the figures.
All right. We did it.
Gotta go fast.
Don't forget to take a picture of the snack.
Oh, thank you.
You never do, man. You never do.
All right.
And for Jordan, can you pick something a little better than a fucking cheeseburger next time?
All right, I'll do my best. Oh, this picture looks like hell. Cool.
Goodbye. Sweer science.
Bum, 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 bum.
Sweer science. Did you know that thing? Well, now you do. Sweer science. Bringing the science from him to you. Sweer science.
Yeah.
Whoa. That was insane.